is not here.
Mr. President, the following statement is delivered on behalf of the Interagency Coordination Group on Mine Action, comprising United Nations entities engaged in mine action. The United Nations congratulates you on your leadership of the Convention in Iraq, in the Arab region, and globally. We thank you for hosting events in New York and Baghdad to promote peace building and development in the Arab region through the Convention on Cluster Munition. It is encouraging to see that cluster munition clearance led by the government of Iraq is enabling development in the Zubayr district of Basra governorate, where land has been cleared for agricultural purpose and in support of increased oil production, as well as in the Salman district of Muthanna governorate, where clearance is allowing animal grazing. Iraq has committed significant resources to mine action, and we take this opportunity to express support for Iraq's extension request. We look forward to Iraq being free of cluster munition remnant by November 2028. Mr. President, please allow me to congratulate Mrs. Pamela Moraga on her appointment as director of the ISU and wish her every success in this important function. We take this opportunity to express our gratitude to the previous director, Ms. Sheila Mwimba, for her work and the promising regional initiative she spearheaded. Distinguished delegates, cluster munitions have a devastating human cost. Long after conflict has ended, their remnants kill and maim civilians, hamper economic and social development, threaten food security, impede post-conflict reconstruction, and negatively impact peace-building and humanitarian assistance efforts. Cluster munitions are wide-area effect weapons that can result in indiscriminate harm, especially when used in populated areas. The use of cluster munitions is inhumane and economically and environmentally unacceptable. The Secretary General has repeatedly called for an end to their use, which, in his words, must be consigned to history. Most recently, in his policy brief on a new agenda for peace, he asked member states to reduce the human cost of weapons, including by achieving universality of treaties banning indiscriminate weapons such as this convention. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, the United Nations wishes to alert states parties that funding for mine action is inadequate. The UN works in partnership with civil society to optimize resources through the mine action area of responsibility within the global protection cluster. In many countries, we lack the funding required to coordinate information management, provide victim assistance, or risk education. Thank you very much.